NASCAR CEO transition brings clarity amid industry changes. NASCAR has undergone significant changes in recent years, but the appointment of Steve O'Donnell as CEO and COO marks a turning point in the organization's history. For the first time, a member of the France family will not be at the helm, bringing a fresh perspective to the sport. The reaction from teams and drivers was largely one of quiet acknowledgement, with many feeling that the transition was more of a confirmation than a surprise. A teleconference led by O'Donnell, Ben Kennedy, and Lisa France Kennedy briefed the industry on the changes, providing clarity on the future direction of the sport. Team Penske driver Austin Cindric noted that while the change may not have a direct impact on his day-to-day operations, it brings a sense of reassurance to the team. "I think, for me, does that change my day-to-day? Probably not directly right away," he said. The shift in leadership also marks a new era for veteran driver and team owner Brad Keselowski, who sees the appointment as more of a formality than a revolution. "I don't know if I see it as a massive change. I feel like Steve O'Donnell has kind of been running a big part of the show for a while now," he said. The departure of Jim France from the CEO role was widely viewed as a necessary move, given his relatively short tenure. Keselowski noted that France's leadership was marked by challenges, including lawsuits and industry turmoil, but ultimately paved the way for O'Donnell's appointment. Keselowski highlighted the importance of clarity in leadership, stating that it is crucial for industry stability. "I think there's a lot of positives to having role clarity," he said.